Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Sheni, Hilchos Reishis Agez, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Gimel. We dedicate the learning Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Yeshua Breb Avrom, whose yahrzeit is on the 2nd of Nisan, and also Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Eliezer Breb Masna Yaakov, Harini Kaporos Mishkavoi. We had a short break. I had the privilege of being in Uman with a group of very close friends, Baruch Hashem, for Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh. The trip was wonderful. Interesting that the whole time we were there, we didn't hear or see anything that would make us aware that there's some kind of a war going on between Russia and Ukraine. In the morning, a few minutes before leaving, we heard a siren go off. Baruch Hashem, there was no explosion or nothing anywhere in the vicinity whatsoever, but it was just a reminder, an awareness. And despite the situation in Eretz Yisrael, despite the situation in Ukraine, there were a few thousand people there, Baruch Hashem. And the Tzion is busy 24/7. Every minute there are people davening, learning. It's awesome to see the level of respect and loyalty to this tzaddik, this living Rebbe, Rabbi Nizal, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we continue inside. Again, this halacha is based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal says now, paragraph Gimel, V'gam ikar hatikun shel hamshachas ha'makifin anal wal yidei hashtika. Our main ability to draw knowledge that we don't have yet, an understanding of Hashem that we haven't achieved yet, to be able to draw that to ourselves is dependent on the ability to be silent. Shehu bechinas yog lachochmo shtika. As the Pasuk says, a fence around chochma is silence. Ki ein mi sheyuchal lahamshech hamakifin anal koroi ulahachnes das b'Yisrael. Because there isn't anyone who's capable of drawing these makifin down and bringing das into the Jewish nation, which das, lo das ki Hashem olikim, recognition and awareness that Hashem is the creator and Hashem is the one who is doing everything, ki im mi shehu bebechina shtika, unless it's a tzaddik who has achieved this level of silence. Meaning, Shehu Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashom, who is like Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew when to be silent. The Iker HaTikun Alidei Hashtika, because one of the main components of the Tikun is that silent, that ability to be quiet. This is referring to knowing what not to delve into. Because as a result of the tzaddik knowing and understanding how to put a fence around his words, to be silent when he gets to a place where the right thing to do is to be silent, not to reveal, not to answer certain questions, and not to ask certain questions. Because as Rabbi Nizal explains there in Likutei Moran, if the tzaddik will not be silent and he'll reveal more than he's supposed to in a sense, yiskalkel hadas legamri, that could damage the entire das. Ki yachzor hakushyo lemekoymo beyeserois, because the question will come back even stronger. Kemavur sham heite b'maimar anal, as Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Likutei Moran, ayin sham. There, Rabbi Nizal speaks about a rabbi teaching students, and a student asks a question, and the rabbi gives an answer. And then sometimes the answer is sometimes new information that wasn't given before. Based on this new information that the rabbi revealed, the answer to the question, now somebody else has a question on that. And now the rabbi has to decide whether he's going to answer that question. Rabbi Nizal shows there in the Likutei Moran that each time an answer is given to a question, it automatically opens the door for a new question, a higher level question in a sense. And therefore, A Talmud Chacham has to be aware of this and has to know boundaries, has to know that there are certain things that the people he's teaching are not ready to hear yet. And sometimes by answering a question, he opens the door, he prepares the ground for a higher level question, which could endanger the students. It could endanger the ones that are listening. Ki ikar hamshacha samakifin, dahainu lahoyer hadas bi Yisrael, ho ikar hu lahoitzi Yisrael mehavoinos. Because Rabbi Nizal explains over there, the main reason for a tzaddik or a Talmud Chacham to be revealing new knowledge all the time, new levels of recognition and awareness of Hashem, new levels, new revelations in Torah, is in order to help the Jewish people get out of sin. Ki ze ikar harachmonas, because Rabbi Nizal says there in the beginning of that chapter in Likud Imran, the highest form of pity on the Jewish people is the pity when a Jew falls into sin. Because the Gemara says, Ein Yisurim b'loyavim, that all suffering is generally related to sins that are committed. Bizeh ikar harachmonis. That's the main rachmonis, to be able to teach Klal Yisrael the das that we need to be able to avoid sins. Because the Gemara says a person commits sins only when they're lacking in das, when the ruach shtus takes over, when the foolishness and silliness takes over. Vze ikar hadas, that's the most important das. The das that when a person receives that das, it'll give them the ability to avoid committing sins. Kama shemavur shames Rabbi Nizal explains there. Ki kol zman she'eino, because so long as a person is not completely clean from sin, bevadai ein daitoy shleima, that shows that that person's das is not yet complete. Kefima, based on the fact that the person hasn't yet purified themselves completely and removed themselves completely from sins and from sinful desires. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Reishis chachma yiras Hashem." The most important chachma, the most important knowledge, is respect for Hashem. V'chasuv, and there's another pasuk that says in a pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi, "Hinei bedvar Hashem ma'asu v'chachmas malahem." They rejected. They showed disrespect to the word of Hashem. So, what good is their chachma? Nimtza. She'ikar hadas hu lahatzel Yisrael me'averus. So this shows us that the most important das, the most important knowledge that a person could convey to their children or to their students or friends, is the knowledge that will save them from committing sins. She'hem ruach shtus, which are an expression of a person's foolishness, silliness. And now Rav Nosson Zal continues, "Vze yodua," and this is a known fact in Sifrei Kabbalah, in Sifrei Chassidus, "Shekol ha'avoinos nimshochem mibechinas riboyoyer," that all sins, the whole concept of sin in the world, originated and comes from too much light, "Shegoram shviras kelim," which caused a shattering of the vessels. This is what took place in the beginning of creation. And the Torah refers to it as Misas HaMalochim. This refers to the end of Parshas Vayishlach, where there's a whole paragraph there, a long paragraph, that speaks about the fact that this king ruled, and then he died, and this king took over, and then this kingdom. And the Zohar Kodesh shows that that chapter, that paragraph, is really speaking about the beginning of creation and the light of Hashem that went into certain vessels that wasn't ready yet to contain it and shattered. And whenever we speak about a drop, a fall in holiness, it's referred to sometimes as death. It's called Misas HaMalochim, the death of these kings. Shemishon Nimshach HaYetzer Hara, that's what originated the evil inclination, The chol has sitron achronin and all the forces of evil. The chol ha'avoinas has hashem and all sins. Kayodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. V'alkein, Iker hatigun, since the problem was caused by too much light, the main solution is al yidei tzimtzum ho'er, by limiting and constricting the light. L'sakein kelim harbe, to be able to prepare many vessels, l'kabel ho'er b'hadrogo u'b'mido koroi, to be able to receive Hashem's light in a healthy, contained, properly measured way. Nimtza, she'ikr tikkun hadas anal she'matzal me'avoinos, she'b'chinas hamshachas ha'makifin anal, ikr hatikkun al yidei hashtika. So therefore, based on what we're saying here, we understand that the main perfection of das, which will save us from committing any sins, which is the concept of bringing new das, new makifin all the time, is dependent on shtika. It's dependent on the ability to be silent. Shehu hatzimtzum, silence, is a form of tzimtzum, constriction. Shemetzamtzamim u'me'akvim, sheloy legalas isa, whereby we're constricting and we're holding back. We're refraining from revealing more. Ki im yegale yoyser, because the tzaddik, the teacher, understands that if he reveals more, it'll be a chas v'shon, too much light, which could cause damage. And Rav Nosson Zal says, this is exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to over there in Likutei Moran. She'im yegale gam hateretz, where Rabbeinu Zal says there that when a student asks a question and the rabbi has to decide whether to answer that question or not, because if the rabbi will reveal the answer, tachzor hakushil amekoyma, then we'll go back into question mode, because the rabbi just revealed something new, and either that student or somebody else hearing that is going to have a question on that. To the point where this could result in going into questions and answers which are above the concept of time, meaning whereby there isn't enough time to explain and to answer the questions that are in that very on that high level. Remember, I've mentioned many times the story with the Arizal, that the Arizal was once resting on Shabbos afternoon, and his student Rabbi Avraham Alevi came in and saw the Arizal's lips moving, and he understood that he was learning Torah. The Arizal had told his students that when he went to sleep, his neshama would go up to heaven, and he would be aware of it. He would be aware, and he would be invited to go to attend any yeshiva he wanted to in heaven. And the Arizal woke up, and Rabbi Avraham Alevi said, Rebbe, could you please share with me what you were just learning? And the Arizal said to him, it would take me 80 years to explain to you some of what I learned right now, some of the secrets about Balak and Bilam. We see this concept that on a certain high level, it would take too much time to be able to explain and reveal to the student. Because this is an example of this concept of too much light, whereby the person isn't capable of receiving it. And when that happens, not only will the person not be saved from sin, just the opposite. This could actually cause sins. Because the sitrachra, the klipois, the negative forces, they draw from this too much when there's too much light. Alkain, ikar hatikun alidei hashika vatsinsun. Therefore, a major significant part of tikkun is the silence, the constriction. A question in the chat, can we explain how an answer containing too much information can harm a student? The answer is, not the answer is, to clarify what I said before, Rabbeinu Zal says there, and people that have studied in classes will understand, hopefully will understand what I'm saying. A person is learning whatever knowledge it is. They're learning Torah knowledge. And based on something they heard, they ask a question. And the question causes, in order to answer the question, the Rebbe has to reveal something that he didn't reveal yet. He didn't teach them yet. This question opened up some, requires some new information and sometimes a higher level information than what was given so far. Now the Rebbe answers that question, and now the students heard something that they never heard before, something new. And on that, every time somebody hears something new, there are people that have questions on that. And a person can want to ask a question on that now. That's a higher level question than the question, the first question that was asked. So that each time a person is answering a question, or the way that seichel, the way that das works, we talk about makif and pnimi. The knowledge that a person already has is called pnimi. That's inside their brain. What they don't know yet is called makif. It's like a halo around the head, surrounding the head. When a rabbi answers a question, very often that's taking a makif, something the students didn't know before, and making it into pnimi. He's teaching them something new. When that happens, they get a new makif. Each time that a makif is converted to pnimi, the person receives a new makif, which means something on a higher level that comes onto their screen that they don't know yet, that they don't understand yet. And when a person is being faced, when a person is given questions, and if it's questions that cannot be addressed right now, sometimes that messes things up. That causes a confusion. And chas v'shalom, the person, can harm the person. We've given an example. It's not a direct example, but I think you can relate to it. The story with the Ramban and his student Avner. The Ramban had a student who ended up going off the derech and becoming a terrible, terrible sinner. He once approached the Ramban on Yom Kippur and said that he cooked meat and milk and he ate it on Yom Kippur and the whole story and how many sins did he commit, how many Isurei Koris. And the Ramban asked him, what caused this? What caused you to fall? He said, I'll tell you what caused. You were once giving a shir, and in your shir, you mentioned you were speaking about Shiras Ha'azinu, which is one of the shortest parshas in the Torah, 40 psukim. And you said that every person, every Jew is found in Shiras HaZinu. And I heard that, and it seemed to me that I couldn't, it, impossible, totally impossible. So because I didn't believe, because I couldn't believe what you said then, I rejected it, put a doubt on everything I learned from you, and then that's why I left. We see that here the Ramban had revealed a piece of new knowledge. This knowledge, this recognition about the secret of Parshas Hazinu, that, and this place, the this student heard this and had a question: how is it possible? There's 40 lines there. How is it possible that all of Klal Yisrael should be in there? And afterwards, the Ramban showed him where his name was hidden in a pasuk there that described his situation that was just right for him. So each time that new information is being given, it opens the door for new questions, hopefully more advanced than the previous question. Another question in the chat. Rav Nosson Zalt mentioned two things here, that the cause, what causes sins is ruach shtus. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that in the beginning of Sota, Ein Adam Chote Elam Kenichnas Boi Ruach Shtus. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that another major cause of sin is too much light. And the answer is both are true. Too little knowledge and too much knowledge, either one is dangerous, unhealthy. And of course, it's this concept where the Torah is a certain middle of the road path. And if you go too much to the right or too much to the left, harmful. In order for a person to succeed, they have to be walking that middle of the road. On one hand, the Gemara says, "V'loy habayshan lamed," that if a person is shy and they're not willing to ask questions, they're not going to learn. And at the same time, there's a concept of knowing what questions to ask, what when to ask, when not to ask. We continue. Vze eimi sheyeda eich lahamshech elo hamakifin ulitzamsem velishtoik b'mochem shetzrikan lishtoik kiyum tzadik hador. And now Rav Nosson Zal writes, again quoting Rabbeinu Zal there, that the only one who really is most qualified to bring these makifin down to Klal Yisrael, to reveal new knowledge, and to know to be metzamtzem, to constrict, to limit, to be silent when you're supposed to be silent, is the tzaddik of the generation, shehu bechinas koyen, who is represented by the term koyen, as we learned earlier, he sifsei koyen yishmeru das v'tori yivakshem mipiyu. Alkein tzrichen liten reishis hagez lakoyen. And this explains why we have this mitzvah that when we're cutting the wool off the sheep, the first wool is given to the kohen. Shalidei zeh miskashrin lakoyen. This creates a bond, a connection between us and the kohen. V'zeichen lekabel mimenu das. And once that bond is created, it becomes like a pipe, a bridge from which we can receive das via the kohen, via the tzaddik, ulahamshich hamakifin, and to draw that new knowledge, shehein bechinas levushin, which we mentioned earlier, is like a garment. The makif is something that surrounds the person, just like the clothing of a person surrounds the person. V'shaloylotzeis chutz mi'amida, and to be able to stay within the right boundaries. Shaloylichnois b'hamakifin, not to enter into that area of makifin which we can't receive. Ki b'muflamim cho al tidroish, because there's a pasuk that says, in that which is above you, in that which is wondrous to you, you're not allowed to delve into. The word mufla is miloshin pele. Pele means wondrous, and pele, pe lamed aleph, is the letter aleph, which represents the keser here, the crown, that level of knowledge that's above chokhmah, that's beyond what we're capable of understanding. And therefore, in the beginning, when the sheep starts producing wool, we have to give that first wool, and wool is a garment, it's clothing. We have to give that first wool to the kohen, v'hashar nishar loy. And then the wool that continues to come from the sheep, the person's allowed to keep. Shezeo bechinas tzimtzum shel hashtika. This is that concept of the constriction of silence. She'ein roidfin lachkor b'ma she'ein le'rishus, whereby the person isn't running after trying to understand things that they're not permitted to, that they're not capable of. Rak mamshichin levushin umakifin hashayochin loy, but rather the person is drawing garments and makifin that are related to the person. Whereas the highest das, the first sharing, shezel bechinas hamakifin, which represents those makifin, shehein bechinas arichus yomim v'shonim, which are referred to as long life, very long life, lemala me'azman, above the concept of the time of this world. Zeh nitan la'koyein, that's given to the koyein, shehu tzadik hador, shehu bechinas zokein d'kedusha. He is referred to as the holy elder. He can handle that old age. Bechinas kashemen hatoiv al harosh, yoreid al hazokon, zekan aharon, sheyoreid al pi midoso. As the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 133, like the wonderful oil on the head, which goes down to the beard of Aaron HaKohen, which goes down in its proper amount, in its proper midos. Oil usually refers to chokhmah, sechel. Ki elu hamakifin Because the level of makifin we're speaking about here, this level of incredible high knowledge that we're speaking about here, we are not qualified. We're not capable of receiving it. They apply only to the kohen. Shehu bechinas hatzadik shebedoyer. He's the only one who's zeichet to those super high level makifin. Kihu negdenu. Because this tzaddik, compared to us, we're referred to as within time, and he's above the concept of time. And therefore, he's the only one who's qualified to receive those very high level makifin. And that tzaddik shares with us the makifin that we're capable of understanding. Hainu, shemachnes bonu das lohitzienu miavoinos. He shares das, knowledge and wisdom and recognition of Hashem with us in order to get us out of sin. Ulegalo islanu gedulas haboreis baruch, and to reveal to us the greatness of Hashem, behadrogo ubemido koroi, in a proper manner, in a way that we can handle it, in a way that doesn't blow our circuits. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, that by giving that first wool to the kohen, niskacho kol hagiza, that makes all the wool that will be produced later from that sheep holy. Shehi bechinas levushin, which is these garments, clothing that's made from wool, bechinas makifin. And we can be zeichet to holy das in a proper manner. And not to enter into that do not enter zone, into that area that we're not allowed to go into. Bechinas b'mufla mimcha, as it says. Because the first shearing, the reishis hadas, the highest level das, nitan lakoyin, is given to the kohen, ki yefshel kabel ulahasi kol hadas bishleimus, because it's impossible for us to be able to receive and understand all the das. Shelo yiskalkel hadas lagamri chashon, so that it, because if we try to go above our level, what's really beyond our reach, it can damage our brain completely. Ki horeshis vuhoikar shoyrish hadas. Because the top, the highest level of das is applies only to the kohen, shehu bechinas hora v'hazokin shebikdusha, which is the tzaddik hador, the rabbi, the holy elder. An important question in the chat: can a student learn to understand by themselves which questions not to ask, or is it only the teacher who knows which questions not to answer? The answer is both. When a person is learning by themselves, if they're learning from the right sforim, then these sforim will give them only the type of knowledge that they're supposed to have, number one, and these sforim will guide them to realize, to understand how to climb the ladder, how to go from level to level. In Pirkei Avos, it tells us at a certain age, a person is supposed to learn Chumash. When they get older, they're supposed to learn Mishnah. When they get older, Gemara, so on and so forth. The Torah itself defines all kinds of boundaries. And again, how Rabbeinu Zal warned us to stay away from certain sforim that are harmful, even if they've been written by rabbis, great rabbis, philosophy, certain sforim that are in that framework of chakiros that we're not supposed to go into. That staying away, far away from that, chas v'shalom, not entering into there at all, chas v'shalom. And in addition, if a person is learning from proper rabbis, they'll see, they'll learn, they'll the rabbi will show them which knowledge they can receive, which knowledge not. And by watching how certain questions a rabbi answers, certain questions he doesn't answer, or he says, not now, now's not the time for this. A person learns, how to gauge this. Now we understand the wording in the psukim there in the Chumash that described this mitzvah. the first shearings of the wool, give to him, to the Kohen, ki boi bochar Hashem alekecho, because he is the one whom Hashem has chosen, lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, to stand and serve in the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem's honor. Hu ubonav kol hayomim, he and his descendants for the rest of time. Ki ha-koyein zoche l'shores b'Beis HaMikdash, because the Kohen is the one who is zoche to do the special service in the Beis HaMikdash, shekol mi ben v'talmid. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in chapter 7 how the Beis HaMikdash is a combination of the son and the student, and the Kohen is a combination of Ben and Talmud. V'yalkein shom beBeis HaMikdash, and Rabbeinu Zal explains there that when we have both of these types of knowledge, the type of knowledge that has to be get taught to advanced students, and the type of knowledge that has to be taught to beginners or people on a lower level, that's Shleimus Hadas. So the Beis HaMikdash, which is this concept of Ben v'Talmid, it's called Cheder HaMitos, the room of beds, which refers to where children are produced, and it's also called the place of Das. The Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh bo ideya, ki'ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomov. V'yalkein shom beBeis HaMikdash neschaprin kol ha'avoinois, and this explains why it's in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Shleimus Hadas, that the Kohen, who represents Shleimus Hadas, is able to achieve complete forgiveness for all of our sins by the Kohen's processing the Korbanos. Ki HaBeis HaMikdash v'HaKohen bechinas Hadas shemamshichin beben v'talmid. Because both the Beis HaMikdash and the Kohen represent this high-level das that's shared with that the tzaddik has, that enables him to be able to know what to give to the people on a high level, what to give on the people on a lower level. Shehu bechinas hamakifin, shehem hahepech meha'avonos, which is the opposite of sins, shehem ruach shtus. Sins are an expression, a display of our foolishness, silliness. And this is why we give that first wool to the Kohen, in order to enable us to be able to draw the garments, the clothing, which is the wool from the sheep, which is the makifin, b'kedusha koroi, that we should be able to draw it in a healthy, holy way. This is what the pasuk says there: Lamoid l'shores b'shem Hashem, hu uvonav kol hayomim. That the Kohen will stand and serve Hashem, he and his children. Hu uvonav ze bechinas hamshachas hadas beben v'talmid. This, the fact that the pasuk says clearly that he and his children show that he is the one who is qualified and has the ability to draw the das to the children. And the term children means children, and it also means students. Ze bechinas hamshochas hadas beben v'talmid, shehim bechinas bonim. This, ki gam hatalmidim nikroim bonim, because we know that students are also referred to as one's children. As the Gemara says, whoever teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he gave birth to that person. And kamoshakosu, and as it says in the pasuk, v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem, all of your children, the students, the studies of Hashem. V'zeh hu ubonov kol hayomim. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at how each word here is so significant based on what Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Likutei Moran. What's the kol hayomim? Rav Nosson Zal says, kol hayomim daika, throughout all the days, specifically. Ki ha-kohen al yidei avodaso beveis hamikdosh, al yidei zeh mamshech hadas, shehu bechinas hamshachas hamakifin, the kohen, through all of these services that he performs in the Beis HaMikdash, he's drawing this das which means he's drawing makifin, new revelations of knowledge, beben v'talmid, into the son and the student, behadrako ubemida, in a proper way, giving each one exactly what they need, to ensure that no one will chas v'shalom go above the concept of time, but rather only to reveal that which it's possible to understand within time and within that person's capabilities. This is what the pasuk is telling us. Kiboy bochar Hashem alekecho lamed l'shores b'shem Hashem. That he's the one who has been chosen to serve in the name of Hashem, him and his children, throughout all the days. Ki hu mamshech hamakifin leben v'talmid kol hayomim daika, because he's the one who knows how to bring new knowledge, makifin, to the lower level and to the higher level, to the student, to the son, kol hayomim daika, for all the days specifically. Meaning, that which we're capable of achieving within days, within time. And the tzaddik puts boundaries around his words. Not to go up and not to try to attempt to understand what cannot be understood within all the days. Because there isn't enough time to be able to understand, to be able to explain this incredible high level of das. This is why we have to bring that first sharing of the world to the Kohen. That shows that we realize everything we've explained here. We realize that there's a Kohen, there's a tzaddik shebedoyer, and he's the one who is zeichet to the reishis, to the first, to the top level of clothing, of makifin. And by giving that to him, by showing that we realize that, and showing that emuna in the tzaddik, and making a connection to the tzaddik, this enables him to be able to share with us the das, the makifin that we are capable of achieving. We've mentioned in the past, for those who can appreciate this, Hashem's name, Yud K Vav K, represents all of the midos of Hashem. The last two letters, the second two letters, the Vav and the Hey, represent the lower level. The Vav represents the six midos of Chesed through Yesod, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesod, and the Hey at the end represents the Malchus. So the Vav Hey is the lower level. The Yud Hey is the higher level. The Yud Hey represents Chochmah and Bina and Keser. And we're told that there are four miluim. There are four formats when you want to write each letter of Hashem's name the way you pronounce it. There are four ways that that can be written. One way is Yud Vav Dalet Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav Hey Aleph. Another way is Yud Vav Dalet Hey Yud. Four different ways. These are referred to as Av, Sug, Ma, and Bon. The last two, which represent the lower level, Ma, Bon. Ma is 45, Bon is 52, is Begematria Zman, 97, showing us that time represents this lower level, the seven lower spheres, which correspond to the 7 days of the week. Corresponds to this world. This world is it was created in 7 days. This world is represented by the number seven. That's this concept of Zman that we're talking about here, that knowledge which can be contained within Zman, versus trying to tell somebody something that cannot be contained within their Zman, within their parameters of Zman. Any questions, please? An important question here. Why are we saying that the issue here is that certain information is too advanced? Why do we say the fact that there isn't enough time to convey it? Isn't the problem not the lack of time, but that the student is just not capable of grasping, no matter how much time is used to explain them? The answer is no, not really. Because a student, a good student, a really good student who really wants to learn and who really has prepared themselves to be able to learn, that student can keep going from level to level. It's just a matter of time by them. As the older they get, the more time they spend in learning, they keep advancing and growing higher and higher and higher. So by them, the real issue is simply time. If as long as they'll be given more time, they'll be able to keep growing and growing and growing and expanding, that kind of thing. And again, we talk about our time, our lifetime in this world, which is referred to as basically as 70 years. That's the framework of time in this world. When a person passes away, they leave this world, they go to that place that's called Lemalam, and as above the concept of time. Or the example of Shabbos, for example, the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos. The 6 days of the week represent a lower level. They represent the physical world. Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba, a taste of the future world. That's why we're told that on Shabbos, a person is capable of learning and understanding things that they couldn't understand necessarily during the 6 days of the week. They have Bina, additional wisdom. They get an additional neshama, which means additional capacity for knowledge. Rabbeinu Zal always quotes the pasuk, "V'nishmas shakai tivinein." The divine soul gives them understanding. The more soul, the higher level understanding. So that one of the most important factors in a person achieving this knowledge is time. That certain things take time, and if the time is available, then the person can keep growing. If the person will put in the time, they'll keep growing higher and higher. There is a concept of a person whose capacity is just so big that if in 1,000 years they're not going to get there. Different levels of brain, but again, on a certain general level, the more time, the more it can be, the more the person can achieve a higher level knowledge. The Gemara tells of a Tana, I believe it was Rabbi Pedos, who had a student who the Rebbe had to explain things to him 400 times in order for him to get it. And the Rebbe was willing to do it. He had the patience and he did it. And one time he was up to, I think, 399, and somebody knocked on the door and interrupted. And the rabbi came back, looked at the student, and the student said, "I lost it, lost the whole thing." And the rabbi went back and did it again, the 400 times. And that's when a basko came out from heaven that we have to give this Rebbe some kind of incredible reward. Now, Rav Nosson Zal continues, paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas bigdei kohuna. Now he's going to go into discussing the fact that the Torah makes a whole issue about the special clothing that the kohen wore. A regular kohen had four special garments, the bigdei kohuna. The kohen gadol had an additional four special garments that he wore, a total of eight garments that he wore to do the service in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how that relates to the Makifen, Chanukah, all kinds of beautiful things. And Yitzhak Hashem, tomorrow's Erev Shabbos. Tomorrow will continue. You should be zeicher to make the best connection possible to the tzaddik of the generation and to all the tzaddikim. And they should feed us the knowledge that's healthy for us in a healthy way. We should be zeicher to get rid of the ruach shtus, all the silliness and foolishness. And be zeicher to the geula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen v'amen.